Hello, hello. You are listening to The Scene with me, Rachel Atwell, and
Scott Feingold, here to help Rachel get you all informed about what needs to what is going on around town and all the fun that you can have if you're just got your antenna up. And that's what we're here for, coming to you through your actual antenna if you're listening to us on the radio.
Yep, covering events in the central Illinois town area. Coming up, we have a conversation with Claire Frechet of Springfield, who tells us about a show benefiting community radio station WQNA. But first, we're going to go through that roster of events. And Scott, what do you got?
All kinds of crazy stuff going on around town this week. Nothing crazier than the Battle of the Nations happening Saturday, October 1st at Prairie Capital Convention Center, described as the full contact medieval steel combat, which is coming back to the United States for a one-night event like nothing else on this side of the world. Will feature top fighters from around the world, including Russia and Ukraine. So watch these athletes strap on historical armor and compete with fight clubs from across the United States. And that's not, going to be, so if you're into like medieval violence on a real face-to-face level, not that old, Game of Thrones, you know, special effects stuff, come out to Prairie Capital Convention Center and see people in real armor hitting each other with real steel.
Hardcore, man. Exactly. That's in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Radon Lounge also has a show going on Saturday, October 1st. So depending on where you stand on the medieval violence continuum, you might want to end up going over to where it's a little lighter on that. At the Radon Lounge, they have some bands playing. Qubits are performing, Mailboxes, a band called Camp Dogs with two Z's, and Skunkworks. Go to Radon Lounge's Facebook page for information on how to get to the venue. You might have to send them a message, but they will gladly let you know how to get to the show.
Yep, basement venue in Springfield. And here's a taste of some of the music that will be happening that night. This is a song called Apple Tree from the band The Mailboxes. They're from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I wish I were an apple tree. I'd climb the world, see everything, and people, they'd eat off of me, and then they'd chop my trunk down. I wish I were a honeybee inside my comb with family, and there we'd store our honey.
That was The Mailboxes playing the Radon Lounge on October 1st in Springfield. That is Saturday. Also Saturday in Springfield, a show called The Flowering of the Divine Feminine. Wendy Allen, a local artist, will be joined by End Times Trio, a jazzy group. They'll be playing at the Prairie House Gallery and Frame Shop, where her art will be displayed. She describes it on the Facebook event by saying that the art shared in this show represents the flowering of consciousness seen in the outward unfoldment of the mandala. From its center, each part essential to the beauty of the living organic whole. Wendy's artwork is very vibrant, very detailed, very awesome. So check that out. And then Jack Wright will also be there playing with the End Times Trio. He is an East Coast free jazz saxophonist. We'll give you a taste of what he's all about. This is a recording that he did earlier this year with a couple different musicians. Matt Tomlinson is on bass guitar, Zach Darup is on guitar and objects, and Zach Wright is on keyboard. That's Jack Wright. He'll be playing with End Times Trio at a show at the Prairie House Gallery and Frame Shop in Springfield. That's on 6th Street. The Flowering of the Divine Feminine is the artwork that Wendy Allen will have on display as well for that event. And then something you can check out at the Luthi Botanical Garden in Peoria, Illinois. This starts on October 6th, which is Thursday, and goes through September 6th. It's called Hogwarts Garden of Botanical Wonders. And so anybody who's into Harry Potter can check that out. It says, experience the magic of Hogwarts as we once again embrace the theme of Harry Potter for the Chrysanthemum Show. Bring the kids to enjoy a spectacular showing of magical plants, wizardly delights, and even spot Harry and Hermione. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I'm not a Harry Potter head.
Yeah, you got it right.
All right, cool. So that's, again, happening in Peoria. Bring the whole family starting October 6th to the Luthi Botanical Garden. And then Scott, some comedy, and champagne.
Yeah. Janelle James is a comedian who originated in the Caribbean. But she has been performing in the United States now for many years. Her comedy career started in Chicago, but you can see her on Comedy Central and the CISO Network, on Wyatt Cenac's show, and she just appears everywhere fine comedy is shown. And she's going to be performing at the Accord on October 1st in Champaign. Check her out. She's very funny. Her tendency towards casual swearing makes it hard to give a clip that really gives you a flavor of what she's doing. But look up Janelle James. You'll probably recognize her if you watch comedy on television at all. And if you're able to go check her out at the Accord, she's really great.
That brings us to Culture Corner. What do you have this week, Scott?
Well, I've been doing this thing where I'm just recently the BBC had their list of the 100 best movies of the 2000s so far. And I'd seen a little bit more than half of them, so I decided to start looking at the streaming services and see about watching the other half. And that brought me to a film I saw recently by the Iranian filmmaker Abbas Kiarostami, a movie called 10, which I found very intriguing and really enjoyed. It's streaming on Amazon now. I'm sure there's some other places. That's where I found it. It's a movie that's just basically, you never get out of this one car being driven by the main character throughout the film. In spite of that, or maybe because of it, you get an idea of so many of the social issues that are happening in Iran at the time. It was from the early 2000s. The actress who plays the driver of the car, it's not even clear whether she's driving her own car, if it's a taxi. You never even see the outside of the car. Very amazing actress, very expressive, named Mania Akbari, who is also a director and writer in her own right, gives a very sort of just a very grounded and very real performance, as she has some pretty intense conversations with a number of other characters, including her 12-year-old son, who is played by the actress's 12-year-old son. And it's pretty clear they're really arguing about their real issues, and yet it's worked into the framework of this storyline. And she, at one point, accidentally gives a ride to some prostitutes who didn't intend to get in her car. They thought she was a trick or something, and they end up having a conversation about what it means to live that kind of lifestyle in Iran. Just several different things like that. And in spite of the fact that it's so static in terms of its visuals, it's very intimate and, very sociologically powerful in terms of its observation. It was gripping. Really enjoyed it. I've seen other Kiarostami movies and I like them as well. He's a very minimalistic filmmaker, but I'd highly recommend that if you can find it. Very cool movie. 10 by Abbas Kiarostami.
Cool. And so for my Culture Corner, I think basically, anyone who really pays attention to indie music probably has heard the name Angel Olsen by now. Her third album recently dropped, and she's on tour for it. It's called My Woman. And playing in St. Louis this weekend, however, tickets are sold out. So unless you want to pay an arm and a leg via StubHub, the evil, evil company that it is, good luck actually attending, but hopefully some of you out there have tickets. And if you have a couple extra, hit me up, or even just one, that's fine. But anyway, fun fact, Angel Olsen is from St. Louis, and she has been active there since she was much younger. She used to play with her guitar outside of Vintage Vinyl Record Store, for instance, and her STLpunk.com profile from around January of 2003. She described herself this way on there by saying, okay, here's the deal. I'm not prep. I'm not punk. I'm not grunge. I'm not emo. The only label I go by is my name, which happens to be Angel, even though it doesn't make sense when you compare it to my character. I think that describes a lot of people within our peer group. We're about the same age, and I think a lot of us are pretty jaded when it comes to any sort of labels at all. Her album that came out in 2014 is called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Was very minimalistic. However, her new album has synthesizers, as she describes it. It's a little bit more upbeat, a little less fatalistic. Here is a song off of it called Shut Up, Kiss Me. I ain't hanging up this time. I ain't giving up tonight. Even if you walk around as though you think you're right, at your worst to still believe it's worth the fight. I could make it all go away. Tell me what you think and don't delay. We could still be having some sweet memories. This heart still beats for you. Why can't you see it? Shut up, kiss me, hold me tight. Shut up, kiss me, hold me tight. Stop your crying, it's alright. Shut up, kiss me, hold me tight. Stop pretending I'm not there. When it's clear I'm not going anywhere. Angel Olsen, my pick, and the pick of everyone else out there in the world right now. And now we are going to talk with local lady who has her hands in just about every type of art form there is. Claire Forche is with us. She set up a benefit show for the community radio station known as WQNA in Springfield. That is happening Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Black Sheep Cafe in Springfield. Claire will tell us a little bit more about it now.
It was something I had been thinking about doing, especially since WQNA is so supportive of all of the local efforts that the community puts forth when it can be. It's supportive of the Black Sheep. We have the Black Sheep radio show on there. And I've always just really enjoyed listening to WQNA when I'm driving and all of the variety it offers in terms of its radio shows and how much I enjoy listening to all the DJs that come through on a weekly basis. One day I noticed it was really staticky, and I was like, why is that? And I discovered that a storm had taken out some of their equipment. And I was like, you know, WQNA does a lot for this community. It would be good to give back to them somehow. And Ted Keelan actually brought up the idea as well. And I'm like, that's a sign. We got to do it. So we both decided to put on this benefit show on the 1st of October to help at least give a little bit something to them. Hopefully they can work with it.
And what can we people who attend this expect to experience when they come to the benefit show?
There's going to be at least 4, if not 5 bands. All of them, except one, are going to be local. There's a touring band from Chicago. It's going to be great. Imelda Marcos is that act. So you're going to come. We're going to ask a $7 door fee. Part of it's going to go to the touring band, part to the venue, and 30% is going to go to help support WQNA. But we're hoping to make most of the funds for the benefit through an actual donation jar of some sort itself. And we're going to encourage people to write checks, bring cash, whatever they can do to donate to the benefit. So there's going to be that, and there's going to be the live music. Maybe we'll try to have some coffee or some tea available. I bet it's going to be nice and cool and autumnal at that point. So it should be a great night.
Let's go ahead and feature some of the music that will be happening at that. So there's this band called Sap I've heard of from Springfield. Claire, can you tell us anything about that band?
Yeah, Sap is a 3-piece group from Springfield. I'm actually the vocalist and the guitarist, which is a fun little added bonus for all you listeners out there. It's kind of a 90s grungy sounding with a lot of pop to it. So it's something fun and upbeat.
And let's get a taste of Sap right now. So you guys have a song called Dinosaur Baby?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that song, maybe, and we'll play a bit for listeners here.
Fun little fact about that song. It was originally really, really fast, And then when the band members changed earlier on in our career, we slowed it down a little bit and made it into more of a ballad. So it's one of our grunge ballads, I guess.
Claire, you stay very busy. Another act you're a part of.
Yeah, I play drums in Shark Week.
Okay, so let's hear a little bit from Shark Week. This song's called Sharks in Town. And so we're previewing music that will be heard at the WQNA benefit show. That's at Black Sheep Saturday, October 1st from 7 to 10 p.m. And so, Claire, also, we want to use one of the bands that will be playing for our Song of the Week. So let's maybe play one of those songs from Imelda Marcos.
Yeah, do that. They've got some great tunes.
All right, this song is called Dresses, the Colors of Crayons. Thanks for listening to The Scene.